changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Grandparents. I'll be sharing 15 stories from the book with you on the podcast, all about grandmothers and grandfathers, and so many of these stories are really magical. Like today's stories about two grandfathers who created magical adventures for their grandchildren. These are the kinds of stories that stick with you long after you've heard them, and we can all relate to that special bond that kids have with their grandparents. In our first story, Thalia Dunn tells us about her fabulous grandfather who lived right across the street and who was always outside working in his garden. He had a green thumb, and his garden was a place of wonder with flourishing flowers, vines, vegetables, and flowering trees. There were apple trees, a pear tree, and a large, perfect magnolia tree. Besides being beautiful, that tree was perfect for climbing, except that Thalia was afraid to try. Her grandfather tried to teach her, but 7-year-old Thalia was too frightened. Even though she saw her friends and her sister climb trees, and she knew she would have fun doing it, she felt really left out. Then one early spring morning, when that magnolia tree was just beginning to open its blossoms, Thalia walked outside and spotted her grandfather. He called out, "Come over here, come over, the tree is blooming lollipops instead of flowers." Thalia ran to his backyard to see a dazzling sight. Nestled into every magnolia bud was a lollipop. Her grandfather sadly told her they wouldn't be getting pink flowers that year because the tree was only going to bloom with lollipops. Then he said, "Do you think you could scramble up just to the lowest branch and gather one or two, then throw them down to me? I would love a lollipop." Thalia didn't have to think twice. She shimmied up that smooth trunk, placed her feet on the lowest branch, and grabbed two lollipops. Then she saw some more lollipops just a little higher. So she went up one more branch, and then one more branch after that, gathering all those lollipops. Before she knew it, she had climbed the whole tree. Then she scrambled down, and she joined her grandfather on the ground with their big harvest of lollipops. When she ran inside to tell her grandmother about the lollipops, her grandmother said, "That's amazing, sweetie." And when Thalia asked why the tree grew lollipops instead of flowers, her grandmother said, "Granddaddy can grow about anything, can't he? And did you know he's an expert at climbing? Why, just this morning I saw him..." Oops. She stopped mid-sentence and smiled. And then she reiterated, "He can make anything grow." Our next magical grandfather belongs to Jeremy Mays, who tells us that both his parents worked full-time, sometimes on the same shift, so his grandfather would step in to take care of the three grandchildren. It was always for a full day, so there was plenty of time for adventure. And that's what always happened with Jeremy's grandfather. Whether it was planned or not, there would be an adventure. Sometimes it was a day of fishing, one that involved some trespassing, or sometimes it was a shopping spree at the mall, and sometimes they would just hang out at his house and play with all the cool things he had in his garage and basement. One day stood out, however. On this day, Grandpa loaded the three kids into his ugly yellow Ford Escort hatchback and headed for Broadway, which was the main street in their town. As they got near it, Grandpa asked if anyone wanted some gum. Everyone said yes. So Grandpa turned around for a moment to hand back the gum package, and suddenly the car was airborne. The car had climbed up on the curb. Grandpa whirled back around and grabbed the wheel and tried to get all four wheels back on the street. He narrowly missed hitting a sign, but he got them back onto the street safely, and they continued on their way. Then Grandpa turned around again to try to pass them the gum again. And that's when they hit something really big and solid. They had actually run into a tour bus. Two men wearing cowboy hats exited the bus and came to the back to assess the damage. As Jeremy's grandfather was talking to them, his sister noticed something. The curtains on the back window of the bus had parted, and a woman with long hair looked out. She waved at their grandfather, and he waved back, and that's when Jeremy noticed the name that was painted across the back of the bus, Loretta Lynn. Their grandfather had just rear-ended Loretta Lynn's tour bus. Well, it turned out there was no damage to the bus or the car, so everyone got back in their vehicles, and Grandpa turned around once more, this time while parked, and said, "So who needed gum?" Those are our grandparent stories for today. Come back for more stories in future episodes of the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. I know we'll be sharing some of these stories in our free daily newsletter as well. So if you want to have a free story delivered to your email inbox every day, go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button. You'll see a button to sign up for the newsletter, and you'll actually find a bunch of choices, including the daily story newsletter or our three weekly newsletters with stories about pets or parenting or fighting cancer. Come back for our next episode when I'm going to talk to National Humor columnist Suzette Martinez Standring about how the new generation of parents announce their pregnancies these days and what it's like to become a grandparent the first time around.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.